Welcome to the deep dive. Ever stood on the tee and, you know, just you wish you could unleash a bit more oomph?
Huh, yeah, I think we've all been there.
Today, we're going after that extra yardage. We're looking at how to improve your golf swing power.
And we've got some really interesting stuff to dig into.
Yeah, we've got a fascinating collection of insights here, many with a really interesting South African angle, actually.
Right.
Covering everything from, like, the feel in your hands.
To the fitness that fuels the swing.
Exactly. The tech in your bat. Even the thoughts in your head. So our mission.
What's the plan?
To boil down all this knowledge into practical takeaways.
Yeah.
So you can understand the key elements for a more powerful swing. Without, you know, getting bogged down in overly technical stuff.
Exactly. We're not just aiming to hit harder. It's about hitting smarter.
Yeah.
We'll be exploring all those interconnected pieces that create a more impactful swing. And it's particularly interesting, like you said, to see how these principles are understood and applied within the South African golfing world, given its unique playing conditions and, well, its rich history.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with something that might seem basic, but our sources say it's absolutely crucial for power, the grip.
Right, the very first connection.
It's the initial connection to the club, and apparently the Varden grip gets a lot of love, especially among South African golfers.
Yeah, the Varden grip. What's fascinating about its popularity there is how it subtly changes the way you, you know, connect with the club.
How so?
Well, by overlapping the pinky of your top hand with the index finger of your bottom hand, you basically create one unified lever.
Ah, okay.
Think of it like a more solid handshake with the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
That tighter connection allows for a more efficient transfer of energy as you swing.
Which means more speed.
Exactly. Which translates directly to more speed at impact. The emphasis on this fundamental in South African golf circles, well, it likely reflects a deep appreciation for solid technique.
So it's not just about how you interlock or overlap your fingers, but also about the feel. The sources mention a natural and secure hand position.
Uh-huh.
Finding that balance in grip pressure. Not too tight, not too loose.
Precisely. That balance is key. If you grip too tightly, you tense up.
Right.
And that tension just restricts the flow of your swing, kills your speed, but too loose, and, well, you lose control of the club face.
So a sweet spot.
Yeah. The goal is a secure but relaxed hold, allowing your hands to work together smoothly. And that neutral wrist position they emphasize, also vital.
Why the wrist?
It ensures nothing is hindering the natural arc of your swing. Lets you maximize the distance the club can travel.
It's interesting that the sources specifically point out the value of feedback from coaches, especially in that South African golf scene.
Yeah.
Seems like getting an expert eye on your grip could be a real game changer.
Oh, absolutely. A good coach can spot subtle inconsistencies you might not even feel. They can offer personalized adjustments, you know, based on your hand size, strength, your swing mechanics.
Makes sense.
This focus on individual coaching, it's a strong element within the South African golf development system.
All right, so moving from how you're holding the club to how you're setting up to it.
Yeah.
Stance and alignment.
Mm-hmm.
These seem like the unsung heroes, maybe.
Yeah.
The foundation.
Exactly. Think of stance and alignment as like aiming your entire body.
Yep.
Proper alignment ensures you're swinging along your intended line, obviously, while a balanced stance provides the stability you need to really load up and generate power efficiently.
So the classic setup they mention, feet shoulder width, slight knee flex, weight even.
That's the one, a posture that allows you to really unleash your potential.
And it's fascinating how the South African context pops up again here. The diverse terrains, coastal links, highland courses,
mm-hmm.
They even mentioned fan court. Sounds like adaptability in your stance is pretty important there.
Well, what's significant is that golfers in South Africa often encounter a wider variety of playing surfaces and slopes than you might find elsewhere.
Right.
So a rigid, one-size-fits-all stance just won't cut it. You need to learn to adjust your setup to maintain balance and power, whether you're on firm, fast links, or, you know, softer fairways.
The recommendation for alignment drills, using clubs or sticks as visual cues, that sounds really practical for building muscle memory.
Absolutely. By consistently using those visual aids in practice, you're essentially teaching your body the correct alignment.
So it becomes automatic.
Over time, yeah. This repetition helps bypass conscious thought. So when you step up to the ball on the course, your body naturally settles into the right position, crucial for a consistent and powerful swing.
Okay, hands and feet sorted. Now let's talk about generating the force. Weight distribution. Sounds like shifting your weight correctly is a major key and something that gets a lot of attention in South African golf instruction.
Yeah, think of your swing like cracking a whip. The power comes from the sequential movement, the transfer of energy through your body. That weight shift moving from your back foot on the backswing to your front foot as you swing through, that's a primary way to load and then release that energy.
Into the ball.
Right, at impact. Mm. Without an efficient weight transfer, you're essentially trying to crack that whip with just your arm. Not much power there.
The step drill is mentioned as a great way to practice this.
Mm.
Actually stepping back, then forward.
Yeah.
Seems very clear.
The step drill is brilliant because it exaggerates the weight shift. Makes you much more aware of how your weight should be moving.
Forces the feeling.
Exactly. It helps ensure you're engaging your entire body, not just relying on your arms, which is a really common fault that just kills power.
And just like with stance, it sounds like the different ground types in South Africa, soft fairways on the garden route versus firm links in the Eastern Cape, can influence how you manage that weight shift.
Exactly right. On softer ground, you need to be mindful of keeping a stable base as you shift. Avoid slipping.
Makes sense.
On firmer ground, you might get a bit more push-off with your feet. Experiencing these different conditions really develops a golfer's feel for how to effectively transfer weight for maximum power in various situations.
All right, foundation set, power loaded. Let's get into the actual swing. The plane and the path. Our sources suggest these are critical for both distance and accuracy.
Yeah, hitting it far and straight, that's the goal.
And South African golf clubs apparently dedicate good coaching time to these.
Well, the swing plane and path are where consistency and efficiency really come together. Imagine swinging inside a tilted hula hoop.
Okay, I can picture that.
That hoop represents your swing plane. Keeping the club moving within that plane leads to more consistent contact. The swing path, on the other hand, that's the direction your club head is traveling as it hits the ball.
And you want that square.
Ideally, yeah. You want a path that lets you deliver the club face square to the target. Maximum power, maximum accuracy.
The one-piece takeaway drill is recommended for helping establish that consistent arc. Can you break that down?
Yeah.
What is that?
A one-piece takeaway means starting your backswing by moving your shoulders, arms, and hands back together, like as a single unit.
Instead of just handsy.
Exactly. Not letting your hands lead the way. This helps create a wider swing arc, promotes a smoother, more controlled path, reduces the tendency to come over the top or get disconnected.
Both power killers.
Big time. Significantly reduced power lead to inconsistent shots.
And the fact that driving ranges in South Africa often have instructors offering feedback, plus swing analysis tech, that really underscores the commitment to refining these technical bits.
Oh, these are invaluable resources. Repetition on the range helps ingrain mechanics, sure.
But the feedback helps.
But having an instructor watch you, give personalized corrections, often backed by data from tech, that allows for much more targeted, effective improvement of your plane and path.
Now, we often focus so much on impact, right? But our sources highlight the balanced follow-through as often underestimated for power and balance.
It really is. The follow-through isn't just the end. It's a direct indicator of how well you've transferred energy and maintained balance throughout the entire motion.
Interesting.
A full, balanced finish, weight on the front foot, body facing the target, that signifies you've completed the swing efficiently, allowed the momentum to carry you through.
Practicing follow-through drills on local courses is suggested. What kind of drills would someone do for that?
Simple ones can be really effective. Try making practice swings and just deliberately hold your finish for a few seconds. Pay attention to your balance.
Feel it.
Yeah, feel it. Or hit balls with a conscious focus on achieving and maintaining that balanced end position. It helps train your body to complete the swing fully, promotes better rhythm and power.
It's a great point about visualizing a smooth follow-through, mentioning Louis Oosthuizen's famously graceful finish, shows how a mental image can influence physical movement.
Visualization is so powerful in golf. By creating that clear mental picture of a fluid, balanced follow-through like Oosthuizen's, you're giving your body a template.
Something to aim for.
Exactly. It can help ingrain the feeling of a complete, powerful swing, leading to better results on the course.
Okay, let's shift gears. Let's talk about building the physical engine that makes all this technique more powerful. Our sources really emphasize this, starting with the core. They even use the analogy of it being like a car's engine.
That's a perfect analogy, actually. Your core muscles, abs, obliques, lower back, They're the central connection point in your swing.
The hub.
Yeah. A strong core provides the stability you need for balance and control. It lets you efficiently transfer the power generated by your lower body up through your torso and into the club.
And planks, including side planks. Rotations are highlighted as popular and effective for South African golfers looking to strengthen this crucial area.
Planks are fantastic. They engage multiple core muscles at once, improving strength and stability. The variations target different aspects, all essential for a powerful, controlled swing.
Their popularity there says something.
It highlights a strong understanding in South Africa of the importance of a solid core for golf performance.
It's interesting to see the mention of golf-specific training programs at fitness centers there, too. Sounds like a real recognition of the sport's unique physical demands.
Absolutely. These specialized programs get that golf requires a specific mix of strength, flexibility, endurance, different from general fitness.
Tailored.
Yeah, by tailoring workouts to mimic the movements and stresses of the swing, they help golfers develop the precise physical attributes needed to improve power and, importantly, prevent injuries.
Next up in building that engine, flexibility. Stressed as key for range of motion, smoother mechanics, and something commonly addressed in South Africa through yoga and stretching.
Flexibility is often overlooked, but it's a huge factor in power generation. It allows you to achieve a fuller backswing, a more complete follow-through.
Both critical for distance.
Exactly. Maximize the distance the club travels. Without good flexibility, your swing can become restricted, less efficient. The emphasis on yoga and stretching in South Africa reflects a very smart, holistic approach to golf fitness.
Specific yoga poses, like downward dog and pigeon pose, are recommended. How do those help a golfer?
Downward dog is excellent for stretching hamstrings, shoulders, back, key areas for swing motion.
Okay.
Pigeon pose targets the hips and glutes, crucial for generating power in the downswing. Incorporating these can really unlock some rotational ability, improve overall swing fluidity.
And again, tailored yoga classes specifically for golfers at South African clubs.
Yeah.
That shows that real focus on the sport's needs. Plus, the injury reduction benefit is huge.
Exactly. Improved flexibility doesn't just help you swing with more power. It makes your body more resilient to the stresses of the swing. Reduces the likelihood of strains, other injuries. It's proactive. Keeps you playing.
Then we have specific golf fitness programs discussed again, highlighting their comprehensive nature and the collaboration you often see between golf coaches and fitness trainers in South Africa. Sounds very integrated.
It is. This collaboration ensures fitness training is directly aligned with the technical goals of the swing.
Not just random lifting.
Right. It's not just about lifting heavy. It's developing the right kind of strength, flexibility, endurance in the specific muscle groups used in golf. And the fact that these programs often have a community aspect, great motivator.
Moving on to upper body strength. Explain how this contributes to both power and control. Exercises like bench presses, pull-ups recommended. Plus more golf-specific stuff like cable rotations, medicine ball throws.
Yeah, while the main power source is lower bodies and core, upper body strength plays a vital supporting role. Helps stabilize the club throughout the swing, contributes to the speed you generate through impact.
So it all connects.
Definitely. The recommended exercises target key upper body groups, while the golf-specific movements help you translate that strength into functional power you can actually use in your swing.
And the suggestion to consult a personal trainer for proper form. Really important.
Oh, absolutely. Correct form is essential in any strength training. A qualified trainer teaches proper technique, ensures you're targeting the right muscles, minimizing injury risk, crucial for staying on the course.
Finally, physical conditioning, lower body power, rightly emphasized as the primary engine. Squats and lunges recommended, apparently widely adopted by South African golfers.
The power in the swing really starts from the ground up. Exercises like squats and lunges engage those large muscles in your legs and glutes. They provide the foundation for that powerful energy transfer through your core and into the club.
Their popularity speaks volumes.
It speaks to their effectiveness in developing this essential power base.
And the detail about proper squat form, feet, shoulder width, knees not past toes, highlights doing them correctly. The mention of specialized lower body workshops in SA fitness centers reinforces this focus too.
Correct form is absolutely non-negotiable for strength training. Focusing on proper technique ensures you're effectively working the intended muscles and minimizing injury risk. These specialized workshops, valuable opportunities to learn and refine technique under expert supervision.
Okay, let's talk tools. Your golf equipment. It's pointed out how selecting the right clubs can significantly impact swing power. There's a nod to some reputable South African brands too.
The right equipment can definitely make a difference, yeah. Clubs designed with specific characteristics, the right shaft flex, a head design that suits your swing, can help maximize swing speed and transfer energy more efficiently to the ball.
And supporting local SA brands
could mean accessing equipment designed with local conditions and playing styles in mind.
Key things like shaft flex, head design, overall weight are listed as important considerations. And getting custom fitted is highlighted as a really personalized way to optimize.
Custom fitting takes the guesswork out. By having clubs tailored to your specific swing characteristics, your speed, how you deliver the club, you optimize their performance.
So things like?
Factors like shaft flex, loft angle, even grip size can be adjusted to match your individual needs, potentially leading to more power and better accuracy.
The recommendation to visit local golf shops offering fitting services makes perfect sense then. Getting that pro assessment seems valuable.
It really is. Experienced fitters have the knowledge, the technology to analyze your swing and recommend clubs that complement your natural movements. That personalized approach ensures your equipment is working with you to maximize power potential.
And it's not just the clubs. Even the golf ball you choose can impact distance and control. The input of South African pros in helping make these choices is mentioned.
Yeah, the ball is the final point of contact. Different balls have varying characteristics affecting flight. South African pros, with their deep understanding of local course conditions, how the ball behaves there, they can offer valuable advice on selecting a ball to optimize your distance and control.
The distinction between balls for distance harder cover, lower spin versus softer balls seems key. The advice to experiment with demo balls, talk to local pros for course-specific advice, sounds very practical.
Trying different balls lets you feel how they perform with your swing, and getting advice from local pros, invaluable. They know the specific conditions of courses in your area, can recommend balls that perform best there.
Now, who better to learn from than the very best? Our sources encourage looking at successful South African golfers like Ernie Els, Gary Player, focusing on those core fundamentals, grip, stance, follow through.
These legends offer incredible examples of effective swing mechanics. Studying their techniques, how they set up, held the club, finished their swing, aspiring golfers can gain invaluable insights into generating power efficiently and consistently.
The suggestion to watch slow motion video analyses sounds fantastic for breaking down technique. And attending workshops or clinics led by South African pros offers that direct, hands-on learning.
Slow motion lets you see the subtle movements, the positions that contribute to their powerful, consistent swings. And clinics, an amazing opportunity for direct instruction, personalized feedback from experienced pros who've often learned from or even played alongside these greats.
Observing golf tournaments in South Africa, like the South African Open Nedbank Golf Challenge, is also recommended. A chance to see powerful swings live, competitively, and how players adapt.
Watching high-level competitions offers a real-world golf education. You see firsthand how pros manage different lies, wind, layouts, how they apply power strategically. Even analyzing televised tournaments at home provides valuable learning.
Okay, so we've absorbed all this knowledge. How do we put it into practice effectively, especially within that South African context? Using local driving ranges is highlighted as essential for skill development.
Driving ranges are the training grounds where you can really work on developing your swing. In South Africa, with its often beautiful weather, they provide an accessible, controlled environment to focus on technique.
And the tech helps too.
Many modern ranges have tech like launch monitors, give you valuable feedback on swing speed, launch angle, ball flight, helps you track your progress in developing power.
The recommendation to integrate specific drills, practice with different clubs at the range. That makes sense for targeted improvement.
Exactly. Focusing practice on specific elements, takeaway, transition, follow through, makes for more focused progress. And practicing with different clubs helps you understand how each behaves, how to adjust your swing to maximize power with each one.
Simulating pressure during practice is also emphasized as really important for translating that power to the actual round. Incorporating little challenges is suggested.
Yeah, the ability to maintain swing power and technique under pressure that separates practice swings from effective on-course performance.
How do you practice that?
By introducing competitive elements into practice, set scoring goals for a set number of shots, play against a partner, it trains your mind and body to perform when it counts.
And given the diverse South African courses, adapting swing power based on layout elevation changes, hazard seems crucial.
Understanding the nuances of each course is key to effective course management, absolutely. You might need more power on uphill shots or at higher altitudes.
Or less sometimes.
Right. Or dial it back, prioritize accuracy on courses with tight fairways or big hazards. Developing a strategic approach to when and how you apply power is crucial.
Finally, practice-wise, adapting to variable South African weather heat, wind, rain. Learning to adjust trajectory and club selection in wind is mentioned as key.
Weather can be a huge factor, and South Africa has a wide range. Learning to adjust your swing, choose the right club to compensate for wind, heat, wet conditions, essential for consistency. Practicing in different weather builds that adaptability.
Now, you can't really talk about maximizing swing power without considering what's going on between the years. Our sources dig into mental preparation, starting with visualization techniques often taught in South African golf psychology workshops.
The mental side is every bit as important as the physical, maybe more sometimes. Visualization involves mentally rehearsing your swing, picturing a powerful, accurate shot before you step up.
Like a pre-play movie.
Exactly. This technique, key in sports psychology, helps reinforce muscle memory, build confidence, and reduce anxiety.
So mentally walking through every detail, making it part of your pre-round routine, creating a mental blueprint.
Precisely. By vividly imagining a powerful, well-executed swing, you're preparing your mind and body to perform that action. This mental rehearsal can lead to more confident, fluid movements on the tee.
Maintaining sharp mental focus is also stressed as essential for powerful swings, emphasized in SA training programs. Using mindfulness, consistent pre-shot routines are recommended.
Focus is absolutely paramount in golf. Mindfulness techniques, like a few deep breaths before a shot, help clear distractions, let you concentrate fully.
And routines.
A consistent pre-shot routine creates familiarity, control. Helps you stay present, focus on executing a powerful swing.
Managing stress and anxiety, another big piece. Sources recommend techniques from South African sports psychologists. Progressive muscle relaxation, positive self-talk. Setting realistic goals advised too.
Stress and anxiety can really tighten muscles, negatively impact your swing. Learning effective stress management helps you stay calm, maintain focus under pressure.
And realistic goals.
Help keep your mindset positive, prevent feeling overwhelmed. Allows your natural swing power to come through.
Finally, building confidence, highlighted as central to mental coaching in South Africa for powerful swings. Using positive affirmations, visualizing success, reflecting on past achievements are all suggested.
Confidence is the foundation for a powerful swing. Believing in your ability to hit the ball far and accurately is crucial.
How do you build it?
Using positive self-talk, vividly imagining successful shots reinforces that belief. Taking time to reflect on successes, celebrating even small improvements, that helps build lasting confidence on the course.
So to recap, we've really dug deep into a whole range of key areas for improving golf swing power, drawing on this wealth of knowledge, much with that unique South African perspective.
Yeah, we covered a lot.
They explored fundamentals like grip, stance, alignment, the mechanics of weight distribution, swing plane, follow through.
The physical side, core strength, flexibility, overall power.
Right equipment, lessons from legends like Elsen Player, effective practice strategies for the local environment.
And wrapping up with the critical role of mental preparation.
It's a really interconnected set of factors, isn't it?
Yeah.
Emphasizing that generating more power isn't just about swinging harder.
Not at all. It's a combination. Solid technique, physical preparedness, the right tools, effective practice, and the right mental approach, all within that context of South Africa's rich golfing landscape.
So here's something to really think about for you listening. How consistently applying even just one or two of these South African influence techniques to your practice could potentially unlock a whole new level of power in your game. What particular aspect of your swing are you now most curious to explore further based on this deep dive? Thanks for tuning in.